I'm Shanna Hutchison, dietitian, blogger, and mama, born and raised in the heart of the Midwest. I believe that wellness goes way beyond what we eat and that our body size does not determine our worth. I am passionate about showing other women how to live a life they truly love, one that feels purposeful, that helps them feel their best physically, mentally, and emotionally, and that being a mom can be one of the best things you ever do without it becoming your entire identity. This is a place you can come to hear vulnerable and interesting conversations about health and wellness, motherhood, entrepreneurship, and more. If you want to find freedom with food, learn how to improve your overall well-being, and stop waiting for a number on the scale to start living your best life and go after your goals, then you're in the right place. I'm so excited to learn and grow together. This is the Wellness for the Win podcast. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I am so happy to have you here and honored that you chose to tune in to Wellness for the Win podcast. This is an episode in honor of Valentine's Day, which occurred yesterday, but I just think it's fun to have, you know, sometimes a break from like education and serious topics. I love bringing experts on and learning about new things, but sometimes I think you just need like an easy listen and maybe a laugh here and there. So I brought my lovely husband, Ethan, on for this episode. Per usual, he does not like these kinds of things. I mentioned that during our 5-year anniversary episode, which was back in September, but everyone loved that episode. So, you know, these kinds of things are just kind of fun. And we had a lot of fun recording this one, and I hope you'll enjoy it. We did kind of a mix of trivia questions, this or that, would you rathers, Mr. and Mrs., marriage questions, as well as some serious things, but mostly just kind of funny and silly. So I hope you will enjoy, and let's just go ahead and dive into it. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. This week, we have a fun Valentine's Day inspired episode. Ethan is absolutely thrilled, per usual, to be participating in this. He's drinking a whiskey and giving me a dirty look. So we've got Harley and Coda at our feet and Rhett on the monitor. And so the whole fam is here. So we're going to start off. I'm going to ease him in a little bit with some fun questions. So first, we're going to start off with just like random would you rathers, random trivia questions, relationship things. Don't look at them. I want to surprise you. So I'll just go through them. Let's see. We'll just pass back and forth. Would you like to say anything? Would you like to introduce yourself or say hello first?
Hi, guys. I'm Ethan. I'm Shanna's husband.
That was equally anticlimactic like our last episode. Okay. We're starting off with would you rather. We're just going to jump right in. Get ready, babe. Okay. Would you rather be able to relive something in the past or see the future?
See the future for sure.
No
regrets. See the future. You can't go back in the past.
I think I would rather see the future as well, but that would also like mess with me, you know, if certain things didn't look the way that you wanted them to. That's a hard question. I almost want to say neither, but if I had to choose, I think future. Would you rather have, I liked this one. Would you rather have a personal maid or a personal chef? You basically already have a personal chef.
You have a personal maid, so.
That is true. I'm the cook and Ethan is the cleaner. So that's true. We balance each other well. I would definitely though. I was just saying this the other day. I would rather have a personal maid. Remember, I was like, I want an assistant to do my laundry because laundry is the worst. Like we have a massive pile of laundry right now.
Shanna doesn't do my laundry either.
Yeah, we talked about that last time as well. And so many people messaged me and said, I don't do my husband's laundry either. So I'm going to continue to not do your laundry and you're going to live with it. This is funny. Would you rather have 3 eyes or 3 arms?
Damn. I don't know. 3 eyes.
Really?
Yeah. You see more deer and stuff.
Where would your third eye be located?
It's right here. Where everyone's third eye is.
Isn't that like a thing?
Like a ancient thing? The third eye?
If I had a third eye, I would want it on the back of my head so I could see everywhere.
Google third eye.
It's like a from the pyramid era or whatever.
I don't know what you're talking about. Third eye. As a mom, I would rather have 3 arms because all the moms out there know we can carry like a jillion things with even our 2 arms, but having 3 arms would be an absolute game changer, especially with 2 kids. So that would be my choice for sure. Would you rather have to dance every time you walk or sing every time you speak?
Dance every time I walk, probably. Really? I have a terrible voice for singing. Yeah.
What would be your dance moves?
Or the water sprinkler?
The sprinkler.
The sprinkler.
I would rather sing every time I speak, probably. Would you rather be able to speak in any language or be able to talk to animals?
Probably speak in any language. Well, I don't know. Talking to animals would be pretty cool, too. I watched Dr. Dolittle like not that too long ago.
I'm like, yeah, being able to speak in any language would be cool, but like to be able to talk to our dogs would be really sweet.
Talk to animals or
yes, talk to animals.
No, I would speak any language.
Final answer. Okay. I don't know. That's a tricky one. I think I would really like to be able to talk to the dogs. Although sometimes it's a blessing that we don't know what they're thinking. Yeah. And that they can't talk back to us. What is the most elaborate thing you would buy if you were a billionaire?
Are we not doing the would you rathers anymore?
No, we're switching.
If I was a billionaire, I would buy... I think most billionaires would buy like an island or something, right? I'd buy like a mountain.
I would never even think of that as an option.
You said the most extravagant
or elaborate thing. That's pretty elaborate to have to buy a mountain.
I didn't even know it was an option to buy a mountain. I don't think it is.
It might not be, but that's how elaborate it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess would you say some people buy like an island? That's true. True. I doubt you can buy a mountain, but we can go with that if that's what your wish is. Gosh, what would I buy? I think I would just buy, you know, I don't think I would necessarily buy anything, like any one thing. I would just like want to travel a lot. Although we like to travel, but also like with now with kids, traveling can be elaborate for sure. But I really don't know. I might have to come back to it because I know that's a boring answer, but that's one I have to think on. What would I buy? Maybe a huge, awesome boat. I really don't care about cars. I'm pretty content with like a normal sized house. I think having multiple houses, like that's what I would do. I would have a house, like a house in Colorado and then a house in like Florida or something. And then like our normal house. That's probably what I would do. That's kind of actually pretty practical. If you could go out with any celebrity, who would it be and why?
Audrina Patridge.
He has this weird obsession with Audrina, you guys. It is so bizarre. Like,
who didn't watch Laguna Beach as a kid?
Yeah, we growing know who
up.
She is.
Yeah.
Explain your why behind this.
She was my crush growing up watching Laguna Beach. I don't know what else.
But now, as a 31-year-old man, you still, like, Audrina's 32. You still think of Audrina. Like, any celebrity, any woman celebrity. Not that Audrina is not beautiful and amazing, but, like... Like Jennifer Aniston, or like, I don't know. I mean, I guess she's a little.
Okay, who about you, Matthew McConaughey? Probably.
I've always had a crush on Matthew McConaughey, yeah. but he's not. Gosh, I do a bad job of like thinking of this stuff on the spot. There's so many male celebrities that are like really good looking. You know who I kind of have a crush on?
Any celebrity.
That's true. It says if you could go out. I would love to meet Reese Witherspoon. If this was the question, like, who would you want to have dinner with, like a famous person? I would love to meet Reese Witherspoon. I've heard that she is just as great in person as like you would think she is, which is always what you hope for. Okay, I'm totally cheating by coming in the process of editing this episode because I was annoyed with myself for not having an answer on my celeb crushes. So I got a list for you guys and I'm sharing it here. So let's go. So first off, one that I feel like is someone who is underrated, in my opinion, is Miles Teller. Maybe you don't feel like he's underrated. Maybe everyone is already on the Miles Teller bandwagon. But we watched a movie with him recently and I was like, wow, he is really freaking hot. He didn't used to be like that, I don't know, like exciting to me, but he's definitely very attractive. I feel like he's become back in my, he came back in my mind recently because he's in like that Bud Light commercial that's like going around and he's just really good looking. Another person I love is Ryan Reynolds. And yes, he's very attractive, but I also just love like him as a human being. Like his sense of humor obviously is great, but him and like Blake Lively and their just like relationship and family life, he just seems like a solid down to earth guy. So I have respect for that because, you know, with Hollywood, that's not always the case for some of these people. So Ryan Reynolds is another one. Another one who I feel like maybe is like similar to Miles Teller in that he's like a little bit unexpected is John Krasinski from like Jim from The Office. He's also gotten really hot. Like, I mean, he was always so cute in The Office and I've always loved him. But gosh, what is that? Jack Ryan series or whatever, I think is on Amazon Prime or whatever. We watched that, I don't know, whenever it came out. And he is extremely good looking these days. So he's on my list as well. I also feel like I have to add a couple of Yellowstone men because they are all great looking. So I used to be a huge Casey fan. Like I was team Casey all the way. But I feel like as the seasons have progressed, and maybe this is just like the development of the show, who knows? But regardless, I'm more team Rip now too. I'm not going to say I like Rip more than Casey. I really love them both and I find them both attractive now. I didn't always find Rip the most attractive in the past, but I think his personality has grown on me. I think personality is so huge when it comes to finding someone attractive, in my opinion anyway. And also Kevin Costner is a freaking fox. We can't forget him. I mean, my gosh, I don't know how old he is, but he's looking really good. I think that's it. So I just had to throw that in there for anyone who was curious or disappointed in my lack of decision making. If you had any superpower, what would it be?
Flying, probably, I think.
Same.
Yeah. Get out of traffic, get to the mountain I bought.
Flying would be pretty sweet. That's always been my like answer to this question. I know some people say invisibility, but I feel like I would rather fly.
What would you do with invisibility? You just get in trouble. You just rob a bank or...
Or you would just like hear people talking shit on you or something and like that's never fun.
This fucking sucks. Now I got... All my buddies hate me.
Right. Like, I don't know. I don't know what the point of invisibility would be, but... That's true. I would rather fly for sure. If you could go on a vacation to anywhere in the world tomorrow... Where would it be?
Probably like somewhere in South America or South Africa.
Really?
Yeah. I think rainforest would be cool to see. Or like a safari.
Yeah.
Like a 2-week safari or something in Africa.
That would be sweet. We do enjoy watching like Netflix documentaries. Like,
what's the question? On vacation. I guess that'd be vacation. It'd be far. But it'd be fun.
It would be far.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do like watching like documentaries in like those types of places because they're always so cool. Yeah. But if I could go on vacation anywhere tomorrow, gosh, you know, I'm like now that I'm a little older, I feel like we are more of like not necessarily lay on the beach as much. But with that said, we haven't been on vacation in a hot minute and I could, and I'm like super pregnant right now, and I could absolutely go for a beach vacay and just laying on my booty, reading so many books and doing nothing for a week. So I'd probably go to a beach. And it's also winter at the time that we're recording this. So we're in desperate need of a vacation and warm weather. So that's what I would go with, a beach. Otherwise, though, bucket list, I feel like we want to go to, well, okay. Beach, then I would honestly just go like where we went on our honeymoon, Unico, Riviera Maya. It was beautiful, and I feel like it felt more like fancy than just like some places in Mexico we've been. Let's see, someone
that first vacation we went on to Mexico wasn't fancy.
Tell them about that. How
do
you like?
I won I think it was like $500. So I don't even remember how I won it. It was a Facebook like giveaway on. Some resort in Mexico's all-inclusive, I can't remember the name, Hotel Cozumelina or something.
Yes.
In Cozumel.
Yes.
And I won, how long were we there? 5 nights? 6 nights? It was like, we kind of just started dating.
We were like 1 year into our relationship. But my parents had met you, but I was in college. And I feel like when I like told my parents, I'm like, yeah, Ethan and I are going to Mexico. They're like, what? Like, I don't know. It was just like, even though it was a year, it was still like a big deal to go to Mexico together. Yeah. We were like young.
Yeah. Yeah. We were in Manhattan. I didn't see your parents like every day. I met them like one time.
Right.
And then Your boyfriend from college is taking you to Mexico. Yeah. We've seen this before. Dateline NBC.
Oh my God. But we had so much fun. It was a great trip. I feel like that, like, you know, elevated our relationship. That's
it was a really shitty all-inclusive resort. Yeah. But it was all-inclusive. I mean, yeah.
And when you're young and poor, it was like, it felt awesome. So it was great. That's hilarious. I kind of forgot about that. And I think someone even asked about like our first vacation together. So that, exactly, that would be it. Yeah. someone asked, what would your spouse consider the perfect date? Like currently.
Like right now for you or for me? What would my perfect date be?
Oh, actually, so you're supposed to describe what I think the perfect date would be.
Yours would be. Oh, hell. Somewhere where there's sushi and a salad. I don't know. Or like, what's that Italian place? North. Yeah. Probably North or something like that.
That's it.
Under a candlelit dinner. I don't know what you would even add to it.
Here. 5:30 when the sun's I want all the exact details. Yeah. No. Okay. I'll go ahead and describe my perfect date and then you can describe yours. And then maybe soon we'll take each other on them. He offered to take me deer hunting. Thank you, babe. I would say if anything's an option, I would say a country concert of some sort. Yeah. I mean, if we're going like basic, then North or something. But if we're going like big date night, I would say a country concert or even like going to a nice dinner out and then afterward doing something fun, like an activity together, like mini golf or going bowling or something. And also rewind a little bit before dinner, I would enjoy grabbing like a drink or two at the bar before we eat. We've always enjoyed like sitting at the bar and grabbing a drink, and that's always been a fun thing. So then, yeah, doing activity post dinner and then being home at a reasonable hour in our sweatpants and watching Netflix for the rest of the night. What about you?
I'm kind of more simple. I just like going to bars, like Austin's and Tanner's and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd say like maybe we went back to Manhattan and did a Tecalucha. Yeah. And like did a Manhattan food tour or something and beer tour. That'd be fun.
That would be so fun. And I would love that. I mean, shoot, we still have time. We could do a little baby moon in freaking Manhattan. That would be a dream. We went to K-State, both of us, and when we were like dating, we went to Taco Lucha all the time. All the Manhattan people know. It's the best.
We would split I would pay. You'd have any money. pitchers of margaritas. We get like two pitchers of margaritas when we were there.
We would spend like over $100 every time. Yeah. And he would come and see me like every weekend and we'd do that. So we made you broke, but we had a great time. They have extremely good frozen margs.
If we went now and you can't drink, can I drink one pitcher or two pitchers?
If you drank two pitchers on your own, you would be in trouble. That is for sure. We got into trouble even just, you know, us two drinking one or two. Okay, I liked this one because I listened to Caitlin Bristow's podcast and she makes every guest give a confession. And this is really hard, but do you have a confession or a most embarrassing moment?
One that immediately came to me. Oh my God.
Yeah, the Slurpee.
I don't know how old I was, like 12, 11 or no, 12, 13. And our parents used to drop us off at the movies, And, we went, our parents dropped us off at the movies, and there was a 7-Eleven close by, which is 7-Eleven got Slurpee. And then we went into the movie, and I farted. it was a surprise fart, and I had like khaki shorts on. And my friend's mom came and picked us up, and I was the first one into the minivan. And my buddy behind me was like, Ethan, you shit your pants. And, sure enough, I did, and I didn't wear khaki pants for like years after that.
Did you not realize you shit yourself?
No, I thought it was just a fart. But I didn't wear khaki shorts for like 5+ years because I was scared that if I farted, it would look like I pooped. So I want you to delete this one from the.
If you were 12, people will give you grace on that, but that is embarrassing. My most embarrassing. I really tried to think about this because I've always. See all these questions? Yeah, see I did. I created some of them. I've always tried to think of a confession just in case I get invited on, you know, Caitlin Bristow's podcast. I really like cannot think of a confession. I'm not easily embarrassed. I feel like I feel like I'm a pretty open book. I have not sharted. I can honestly say I have not sharted. If I thought that that was a possibility, I would go to the bathroom. That's a man thing. Although, no, it's not. If you're a girl and you've done it, no shame. One thing I will confess, I'm not proud of this at all. And I feel shameful even talking about it. But I was like 14, okay? So people give me grace on this. One time, I got caught stealing from Walmart with some friends. I was like, it was like 7th or 8th grade. And yeah, some of my girlfriends and I thought it was a really good idea because our prefrontal cortexes were not developed yet. But we stole some shirts from Walmart and we clearly got caught and we had to go to this little side room and all of our parents were called and my mom came in guns blazing, like screaming her head off at me. And it was humiliating and horrible. And I learned my lesson, to say the least. But I'm not proud of that. But that, if it's not embarrassing, but it's a confession. So moving on. Which celebrity do you think you look the most like? Or who do people say you look like?
You go first because I got to find it because this guy commented on like a LinkedIn post the other day. Go first.
Well, I get Reese Witherspoon because we have short blonde hair and I feel like we both have similar shaped faces. And that truly is the greatest compliment of all time because I love her so much and she's adorable and beautiful. But she's also, like I said, I think she's equally as wonderful in person as people think she is. So who is yours? Did you find it?
Yeah. So I don't know that I know who this is. PETA from The Hunger Games.
Oh gosh, I would have to like Google him. I have not seen that movie in a long time. I don't think so. Interesting. Brad Pitt probably. He says Brad Pitt probably. I'd have to think about your celeb lookalike, babe. This is a funny one. Which item of clothing of mine do you dislike the most?
Those flip-flops that are huge and fuzzy slippers. Yeah, I hate those things. And they're left all over the house all the time.
I do have like 5 pairs of big fuzzy slippers that I rotate through. And they are, yeah, there are several pairs throughout the house. But guess what? Your girl likes to have comfy feet, especially when I'm pregnant. So shut up. Which item of clothing of yours do I dislike the most? You know, he does have good style. I was going to say, you actually do a great job of dressing yourself. You do wear grout fits often, but I don't mind it.
At home.
Yeah, at home. You look cute right now. You look cute and cozy. I actually have thought about this. And Harley is currently humping Ethan's leg. No, I'm grateful that you know how to dress yourself because a lot of men don't, and that's just not a burden that I want to take on top of, you know, other things. He just exited the room. Oh, he got the dogs some bones. Okay, what is your, I think we did this last time, but in case anything has changed, what is your biggest pet peeve of mine that I do?
Leaving those trashy slippers all over the house. They're always right where I want to go, all the time. Oh my God.
He's totally exaggerating. Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, if I had to pick one, biggest pet peeve, you do leave your shoes in the walkway. If you, like, put them off to the side a little bit, I wouldn't be.
He says that as if he's totally innocent, because you sometimes do that, too. Agree to disagree.
I put them in the cubbies and then, like, off to the side maybe somewhere. Or I find, like, a little niche that I can throw them in.
Sometimes. Get off my mouth. All right, fair. I do sometimes leave my shoes around, and I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. My biggest pet peeve about you. Oh, you know one thing that drives me nuts. He said, "I hope it's what I think it is." But go ahead. Okay, this is what drives me nuts. It's a blessing and a curse to have a husband who's tidy, okay? Because, no, I didn't. Because sometimes he gets on, like, a cleaning spree, and I can just, like, see it in his eyes that he's, like, kind of annoyed and, like, determined to, like, clean the shit out of the entire house all at once. First of all, he does it at horrible times when I'm, like, I need help with something or, like, you know, whatever. It's just always at an inconvenient time. Only on his watch, he's like all of a sudden on a cleaning spree. But it also like gives me anxiety because I feel like I can tell he's like anger cleaning up after me kind of thing. And it feels passive aggressive and he doesn't like say anything. So that drives me nuts. I just like I feel attacked even though you don't say anything.
You're correct in all those. I do it all the time.
He does it a lot. And I'm like, okay, dude, chill out. Guess what? Houses, I mean, we live here, you know, so we're allowed to have some stuff around. that would be mine for sure. Okay, I'm taking a really quick break to tell you about something that I'm really excited and slightly terrified about. My very first online course will be available really soon. It'll be available for you to purchase on Monday, February 27th, 2023, if you're listening to this when it goes live. So it's available Monday, February 27th, only until that Thursday, March 2nd. So my course is called Make Healthy Easy, because I truly just want to help simplify nutrition and healthy living for you, because there's so much noise and confusion these days around nutrition and so many people telling us what we quote unquote should be doing, and it's all conflicting, right? So as a registered dietitian, I am very passionate about making healthy eating feel more doable. I believe that eating well should be affordable, flexible, flavorful, and most importantly, fun. It doesn't have to cost $1 billion. You don't have to get all these fancy, crazy health foods. You don't have to spend your entire week or weekend meal prepping chicken and broccoli and rice and being miserable or having a poor relationship with food in your body. Inside my course, I provide education to empower you to make healthy choices that feel good to you and your individual body. Learn how to actually tune into and honor your hunger and fullness cues, eat for both health and joy and satisfaction, and ditch the all or nothing mindset when it comes to food and every other aspect of life. I will also provide tips and strategies to help you be more consistent with things like meal planning and meal prepping in a way that actually fits into your busy life and reduces stress rather than adding it to your life. By the end of the course, my goal is for you to feel confident feeding yourself and your family healthy, balanced meals that are also enjoyable and feeling at peace with food in your body. I want you to learn how to practice healthy habits from a place of self-care and a desire to truly respect your body rather than feeling like you need to punish yourself with food and exercise. So if any of this sounds interesting to you at all, be sure to get on my waitlist for the course. Spots are going to be limited and it's only available to purchase for a few days. So, and also just know that this first round is the cheapest it will ever be. I would love to have you in my very first group of people to go through the course. It feels like a pivotal point in my business and I'm so grateful for your support. So I will leave a link for you in the show notes to add your name to the waitlist if you're interested. So you'll be the very first person to know when it's live. You'll get all the emails and all the information. So please feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions on anything. You can always DM me or email me or wherever you want to find me. Okay, now back to the episode. Would you streak at a football game for $1 million?
Million? Yeah. Tax-free? Yeah. Yeah.
Assuming you don't get like arrested?
I'd get out. For $1 million? I'd do it if I knew I was going to be in jail for a week. I'd do it. Yeah. Tax-free.
I think I would do that for $1 million. I mean, $1 million? Yes, tax-free for sure. That's a funny one. If you could have a lifetime, if you could have a lifetime supply of any food, what would it be?
Pistachios, maybe. Love pistachios. Of all things. Yeah, Oreos, probably Oreos. Yeah. Like real ones, not the double stuff, not the chocolate ones, just Oreos. Yeah. OGs. Yeah.
OG Oreos. Okay. Oh, that's tough. A lifetime supply of any food. I want to like do a food combination. Is that allowed? Fries. True.
Pizza. I mean, the good stuff.
French fries, pizza. So this reminds me of when someone asked me on a question box what my death row meal would be, and I included Kraft mac and cheese, and I got some shit for it. People are like, really? But it's so good. It literally is so good. I love three cheese shells, Kraft, the best. What?
Mac and cheese with some ketchup.
Okay, I need to do a poll on that. Who puts ketchup on their mac and cheese? Ethan drenches it. I know Caitlin Bristow puts ketchup on hers.
66% of people on your poll would.
I will poll that for sure because I'm very curious. I don't mind like a little hint of ketchup because I do love ketchup, but Ethan drenches it. He uses a bottle of ketchup on his mac and cheese. my lifetime supply of any food, I would say Kraft shells, three cheese, or peanut butter and chocolate. Like a piece of dark chocolate dipped in peanut butter. Like that's our fave snack dessert. So good. Okay, these are some Mr. and Mrs. questions. Who is the most stubborn out of the two of us?
That's tough.
We're both stubborn.
That's tough. I'm smarter, but probably more stubborn. I think. Yeah.
We are definitely both stubborn in our own ways. Like when we get in a fight, which we don't do that often, but if we like get in a tiff and we're like kind of pissed off at each other, neither of us wants to apologize. We should, but I feel like we're both people who we can kind of be like quick to react. And I think like usually for me, like I can get heated really quickly in the moment. But usually once I have a little bit of separation from it, I'm like, you know, able to think more clearly. I think that's common for people. But like, I don't always want to resolve it necessarily right away. It's just helpful for both of us to like sit with it for a minute and then come back. And oftentimes I like reflect and I'm like, you know what? That wasn't that big of a deal.
I'll say sorry eventually, but I'll let you say it first.
Yeah, definitely. We're both stubborn, so that's tough. This is a funny one. Who's better at saving money, babe?
I want to preface this by saying I have a lot of hobbies, and Shanna is probably better at saving money. Now, there's a caveat.
And he's also a financial advisor, and I'm the better money saver.
We absolutely save before we spend, and that's how we've set everything up. So we're saving enough. However, I have more hobbies than you do that require funds to do. Yeah. So
that is true. Yes. He loves, I mean, he's a man. He loves his toys. He's always buying something new. But we also do save money on things that you build. Like you are a handyman. So
myself buy a new bow and arrow, a new bike. Yeah.
Yes, he does have expensive hobbies. Hunting, freaking biking, all kinds of things. Yeah, and like you said, I don't have a lot of hobbies, and if I do, they don't really cost any money.
You should get into woodworking. Oh, yeah. Frills and drills.
She's great. Awesome. We know the answer to this one. Who's a better driver?
Me. Every day of the week.
Yeah.
I don't, if we're going somewhere together, I'm driving.
That is a fact. One time I don't know why this just came to my mind, but it did. Actually, I have two car stories.
You dinged your dad's Charger against another car in Planet Fitness. And then she backed out of our garage she backed out probably 100 times and ripped the mirror off the side of her car.
Okay, a couple things. I didn't rip the mirror completely off. It's still intact. It's duct taped on. It looks so ratchet. But it's still hanging on. We haven't had to like replace it, so you're welcome. And also, it was partially your fault because you were out of town on a hunting trip and your big ass truck was parked in the garage, which it normally isn't. So I was being very careful to not hit your truck, and instead I hit the side of the garage and made my mirror get all messed up. Who's most likely to be late to an event? That would be me. Ethan says if you're 5 minutes early, you're late. Right?
That's right.
Yeah, he's very timely. I'm not. Who would be most likely to end up in jail?
Probably me.
Yeah. Definitely you.
I've not been to jail, for the record.
Yeah. In our earlier days, I got close a couple times, but now I'm a very responsible adult, so I would not end up in jail. And again, I think we know the answer to this one, but who is the messiest? That would be me. As we sit by my desk that is covered in lots of things. But it's organized chaos. I know where everything is, and that is truly all that matters. Okay, some this or that questions. Would you rather text or call?
Man, that's tough. That's tough. That's a good one. I like talking on the phone. I do.
He has a guy friend that he talks to on the phone, like, way more than he talks to me on the phone. Like, every single day. I'm like, are you dating or?
But also texting, like, if I need to get a point across real quick, like, hey, pick up some TP or whatever. Or, hey, I need TP upstairs. You know, I'll just text you. And then when you don't respond, I'll call you. So.
Yeah. I'm a text person 100% of the time. So don't call me. I won't answer probably. Date night in or out?
I think out, especially now in this stage of our life.
Yeah, for sure. I would agree because we rarely get out. So, and also too, like if we want to like have a little date night ish sort of thing, like do something fun after Rhett goes to bed, then that would be, I mean, we could easily do that. Play some Scrabble and watch some Netflix and have a drink or whatever. Brunch or dessert?
You know, we don't do brunch. I mean, dessert, probably. I mean, we don't go to brunch. We're not hip or anything.
Okay, a good dinner or dessert?
That's not the question. Good dinner or dessert, those are two different. Brunch is a treat, and so is dessert.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, when you go to brunch, you're not getting a salad. You're getting, like, French toast. Yeah, so it's like it's kind of like a treat.
Think, okay, what if it said breakfast or dessert?
Dessert still, probably. Key Lime Pie.
Okay. I guess I would go with... Gosh, that's hard. I might go
like a brunch buffet now. If there was like A, B, and then like some tiers below this, you know.
It's like, okay, now we're really getting into it. Yeah. Let me think about it. At this exact moment, I'm going to say brunch. Like a big old thing of pancakes sounds really good right now. That makes me want First Watch. We know the answer to this one, although we said beach earlier, but typically we would both say mountains, beach or mountains.
Yeah, mountains. I'm buying a mountain if I was a billionaire.
Yeah, he's a mountain guy all the way. He's a very good snowboarder, fun fact. Fall or spring?
Fall.
Hunting season, obviously. I would say spring, probably. Although, gosh, that's hard. I love both. You know, those milder temps seasons are the best when you're older. What?
Rains a lot.
Does rain a lot, but it's also like things are starting to bloom and turn green again.
The dog's feet and all that crap.
The things you think about when you're an adult. Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Oh, it's Christmas, right?
I do love Thanksgiving food, but I would say Christmas, especially with kids. Like Rhett was obsessed with Christmas and it was so fun. Who's more likely to hog the covers?
Oh my God, you.
You're right. And I don't like intentionally do it, but the past couple days when I've made the bed, I'm realizing
that it's all
the sheets are like way over on my side. Yes. I'm like, how did that happen? It's probably my belly. Who knows? Although, so I'm currently 26 weeks pregnant and almost 27. And Ethan's been complaining about me snoring lately.
Oh,
he literally woke me up in the middle of the night the other night and was like, can you face the other direction? It's like, you're snoring right in my face. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, sir?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just trying to survive over here and keep a human alive inside my belly. So deal with it.
You would look in the other way.
I was so pissed. Oh, my God. Like, 3 a.m. Don't tell your pregnant wife to turn over. My God. Who is most likely to eat the last piece of something? Like, if there's leftovers in the fridge?
I don't give a sh- me. I don't care. I'm eating it. If I want it, it's there. It's in my fridge.
Yeah. Which also, I think that happened during my last pregnancy.
Yeah.
With, yeah. Like, it was something I was so, like, so jacked to eat. Yeah. Something random that I was, like, I literally, like, came home anticipating eating this food. Yeah. And Ethan had eaten it. And I, like, almost lost my shit. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. Who is most likely to plan the best date?
I don't know. Love you, but
you would be.
You don't do much creative outside of like your business and stuff. You know, like
I know. Ethan's actually recently put a couple of surprise dates on my calendar.
Shane is gonna be like, let's go to Kona. Like that's your to get sushi. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I don't get very adventurous in the date department. And also Ethan's very good at planning, like if we go on trips, like vacations, he also plans all of that. He handles all the travel. Like
yeah, it's nice that you don't truthfully don't have any input. Yeah. You're just like, yeah, that works. Yeah. I'm like, where do you want to go? And you're like, just wherever you think. I'm like, okay, I mean, that's fine.
I'm like, I trust you. I'm just along for the ride. I'm not like a good solo traveler. So that's, yeah. Who's most likely to be the first person to want to stop on a road trip? That would be me. Probably. I would have to pee like a lot of times. We went to Montana last year and I mean, it's Montana. It's like there's not very many rest stops along the way, depending on where you are. And we were driving for a very long time and I legit almost peed my pants because we didn't pass a place for a very long time. It was horrible. But don't worry, I made it to a toilet. Who's more likely to forget to eat during the day?
I do that sometimes. Yeah. Like if I'm working on a project or something, I just want to barrel through it.
But like if I'm
like in the office, I bring my lunch or I always make a point to get lunch.
I never forget to eat. That's for sure.
But okay, forgetting to eat breakfast and lunch is one thing, but dinner, you got to eat dinner.
Yeah, you got to eat dinner because you haven't eaten breakfast or lunch.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
God, shake my head. That's what people do is they don't eat all day and then they eat all night. Who is most likely to leave their laundry to the last minute? I feel like these days, both of us.
With how convenient the laundry room is now, it's harder for me to like prioritize it, but for sure you.
I mean, to be honest, we have he says good setup. I was going to say like a very chaotic laundry situation because our laundry room is attached to our closet. So we just like throw stuff in there and it's just like a never ending cycle of like disasters, piles of laundry. Who's more likely to plan a trip? We just talked about that. You. Who is most likely to spend all day watching Netflix?
I could do that. I don't like to do that.
Yeah. Neither of us really. Honestly.
Still, yeah. If it's like a nice day, I'm for trying to get out, especially now. I don't know. I don't mind a Netflix day. I'm probably going to watch Netflix after this.
I'm trying to think of the last time we like binged on Netflix. Like,
it was like, well, when we're sick, but we do it separately because I'm in a room or whatever, like on lockdown or something, hand, foot, and mouth or something.
He did have hand, foot, and mouth recently, you guys. He got it from Rhett and he was like on his deathbed. It was bad. Okay, now, see, I wanted to warm you up with some fun questions. Now you're like out of your box a little bit. So now we're going to do a few like more serious questions. Are you ready for that? Okay. We kind of talked about this the last time, but what is your favorite thing about each other?
Sense of humor for you.
That is not what you said last time, and it's not what I expected.
Well, when you're pregnant, you're funnier, I guess. So...
funny looking or funnier.
You've got a good sense of humor. You take jokes well.
Thank you. I try. I always say sense of humor for you, so let me think about something different. I think you do a great job of just like you're a good caretaker. You do a good job of like caring for our family and doing things like intentionally. He does. You're very intentional about taking care of us, and I appreciate that about you. Thank you. Let's see. How and when did you know the other person was the one?
After you said yes.
I mean, do you want to tell us how you proposed?
Oh my gosh, what was the name of the Sapphire Point outside of Lake Dillon, Breckenridge, Silverthorne area? We went on a walk, like a hike. It was cold. Snowy. Yeah, we were skiing. We went on a ski trip. Just you and I, right? Well, we met up with Kinsey and Josh and went on a hike and I proposed at the end of the hike. Oh yeah, and then Shelby and Ross came. They surprised you there and you saw them at the point first and you're like, "What the hell are they doing here?"
Yeah.
I was completely caught off guard. Like complete shock. So we had, and people were like, "How are you shocked if you had looked at rings?" Because we had looked at rings prior to that. But I still didn't like think it was coming anytime soon. So it happened in March of, oh my gosh, 2016. And I thought if anything, it might be around my birthday in May. So, or like later than that. So I was not expecting it at all. But yeah, we were on this hike and we were like getting close to this like lookout spot. And I see this girl and she's wearing like a black coat and black hat and like kind of disguised. But I'm like, is that Shelby? I'm like, what the hell is Shelby doing here in Colorado? Like, and I didn't know it. And then they're like taking pictures of us, and I look over and Ethan's getting down on one knee, and I'm like, what? Like screaming and crying, and I had absolutely no idea, but it was really fun and amazing and a very good surprise. Okay, well, with that, we didn't talk about the fact that we're having a second child last time because I was pregnant, but no one knew yet. So what are you most excited about for another baby, and what are you most nervous about?
Excited would be to see Rhett as a brother. Nervous would be to see Rhett as a brother.
I can agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's exciting to have two, but man, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of work because we're not going to get a break at all. Like, you're going to have one, I want to have one, and vice versa. And yeah.
That is true. Yeah. It'll be man to man for a while, but we'll figure it out. We'll get in a groove and it'll be fun. And I think Rhett will be at a great age where, I mean, even now he's at a stage where I think he's like, he wants to be a helper.
Yeah.
And wants to be involved, and I think he'll be a great big brother. But yes, he's also a huge mama's boy. So, like, we've been practicing Ethan doing more bedtimes and, you know, solo time with Rhett and stuff, and it's been hard. So he loves Ethan so much, and they have a great time when mom's gone. But if mom is an option, he wants his mama. So yeah, we'll figure that out. What are our recurring argument topics?
Politics. No, I'm kidding. Recurring arguments, besides the shoes you leave all over the house, and me liking Audrina for whatever reason that pisses you off.
It doesn't piss me off. I just think it's so funny that there's like so many to choose from and you still go to Audrina.
I don't know. Do we have I don't know. What do you think?
I really don't think we have any, like, I feel like we don't have any like real fights very often.
It's like a fake one that we.
I mean, not fake, but sometimes if we just like have tension built up because we're both like stressed about something else, and then we just like feel overwhelmed with so many things to do or something. I don't know. We'll just get like pissy about random little things. I don't know. I'm trying to even think about what we fight about. It's not a shitty question. We're just doing a bad job of answering it. okay, we covered those. Who made the first move?
You.
Who said I love you first?
You.
Who made the first? Yeah, I guess that would be the first move. What was our first date? Our first official date where we started our relationship. No, our first date in high school was Cold Stone. Our first date where we became official boyfriend and girlfriend was Kona Grill on the Plaza.
Yeah.
January 11th of 2014. I'm a woman. We remember those things. We talked about our first vacation. That's it. Wow, we chatted for way longer than I expected. That was fun. Did you have fun?
I enjoyed it.
That was a blast. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for having me.
You sound so unenthusiastic, but you had fun.
I had a blast. Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm glad I could be here.
Do you have any final thoughts or words to share?
Parting words. I hope I don't see anybody again.
After sharing your 12-year-old shirt story. Oh my gosh. Well, thanks for being here. That was fun.
Sure.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. I hope you all had a great Valentine's Day.
And happy early birthday to Kinsey Rydberg. I'm staring at her birthday on Shannon's calendar over here.
It'll be a happy late birthday by the time this goes live, but
happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Yes, I hope you have a great Valentine's Day or Galentine's Day or love on your dogs, your pets or whatever, whoever you love in your life, and treat yourself, maybe do some self-care and self-love as well. So thanks for listening and we'll talk to you next time. I hope you enjoyed this episode and took away some tips or wisdom that you can apply to boost your health and happiness starting today. If you did, I would love it if you would subscribe to the podcast and leave a rating and review to help other women like you find my show and get inspired to start living a life they love. Also, take a quick screenshot and share it to your Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me at Wellness for the Win so I can see why you love today's show. Thank you so much for listening and talk to you next time.